Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John, that was fun, the last batch.
You know, the thing is, and we've talked about this all the time, and I'm going to bring Otto in the middle of it, because Otto is one of these residents that takes advantage of what's here. I mean, like, we try to go to the parks and different things. Father's Day, we went to Stepping Stone Park, right on the water, which is a beautiful park. But you really do go all over the place. I mean, you walk a lot, which is good. And instead of walking the street, you go to the parks and stuff.
Yeah, I used to be a street walker. No, you know what?
He's giving up the streets.
Actually, I love to go outside. Yesterday, my wife and I, and this is not in North Hempstead, but we went to Point Lookout, had lunch in Point Lookout,
okay.
And then on the way back, went to the one I'd never been to before, Norman Levy Preserve, which is off the Meadowbrook Parkway, which we discussed last week when Laura Kern was on.
Right.
And it was beautiful. And again, you go walk into this place and you go up at the top and you actually see New York. You see a golf course in Merrick. You see the sound from on a hill in Long Island.
Right.
It's unbelievable, really. So there's so many things that we offer.
Right. It's, you know what it is? It's just the person has to be willing to take advantage. You know, there's so many people, there's nothing to do. I mean, even kids, I'm talking about the seniors. I mean, you get young people, they have nothing to do. In North Hempstead, there is just such a tremendous amount of opportunities for seniors that it's just, you know, it's up to them to do it. And Otto is one of those people that he takes his time, he walks around, you know, and you call 311 and they're going to tell you where the parks are, what's going on this week. I mean, all the shows that Mary and John just talked about, they're free.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's all of a sudden it's Saturday afternoon, it's Friday night. Look at the flyer, and if you don't have the flyer, call 311 and they'll send you the flyer. Between that flyer and you were talking about New Hyde Park, Eisenhower Park.
Yeah,
the entire summer you can go to concerts and shows. And these are top quality stuff. This is not, you know. Now, our next guest, yes, we have our next guest is with us, which is Dr. Barak Gaster. And Dr. is a professor of medicine and general internal medicine at the University of Washington. And this is a call-in because we appreciate the fact that he's taken the time, but he wasn't coming up from Washington. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you this morning.
Sure.
I have one question. I always enjoy, not always enjoy, but especially from a medical profession, how did you get involved in studying this as your specialty, so to speak?
Yes, I'm a primary care doctor at the University of Washington in Seattle and have been a primary care doctor for about 20 years. And it's really become more and more clear to me just in the last few years that the number one problem that faces primary care doctors and really faces our patients, but it's just so hard to face and to deal with is Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia.
Right.
And so really in the last 4 years, I've become more and more interested in figuring out how can we do a better job of identifying dementia earlier and helping patients and families navigate through it. And the issue that came up so often in that context is the really difficult decisions that families are often left having to make about what kind of medical care would their loved one would have wanted as dementia becomes more and more severe. And looking at what the standard advanced directives of living will are out there, it became really clear to me that they don't really help at all to identify what a patient would have wanted in the case of dementia. So started working on what a dementia-specific living will might look like and how would that work.
This is Otto Loos. I'm on with John Ryan. Dementia is obviously a very sensitive subject to a lot of people. And the difficulty for people to sometimes talk about that problem, I believe, is probably a big issue. You have any suggestions on that part of it, you know, just to get how do people get the ball rolling to face the fact that this is a very serious problem that could strike any family? And, you know, it's just tough to get the ball rolling. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, such an important part is for us to start thinking about it as as a real thing that that to some extent we need to take it out of the shadows. You know, to some degree we need to try to break down some of the stigma that it's scary and it's a you know very unpleasant thing that can happen. But it's also true that that dementia is a very, very long disease for sort of better and for worse. But for many years, when people have the early stages of dementia, their quality of life is still really good. And so it's, to some extent, pretending it's not happening and hiding from it and hiding it can actually get people into a lot of trouble in terms of not having a chance to express what their wishes would be for their medical care as the disease gets worse, but also in terms of, you know, cutting off the support from family and friends that they, you know, really could need at that time. But getting back to the living will, the dementia directive, I also realized that trying to fill out a dementia-specific living will when you have early-stage dementia is a really, really difficult and scary process, and really started giving it to my patients before they developed signs of cognitive impairment, because that was a time when this is a disease that's on a lot of people's minds. People are sort of worried about it. They think about it. They have clear ideas in their head of what they would want for their own medical care if they develop dementia. And so that's an ideal time. Anybody who is over the age of 60, especially before they have cognitive impairment, really should think about filling out a directive like that and then sharing it, talking about it with their family, their friends, so that people have a chance before dementia happens to express what their wishes would be, which can then just be so valuable for people later to look back on and say, you know, oh, look, they really said that if they got to a point where they didn't recognize their loved ones, that they wouldn't want medical care to prolong their life. And that it can be just so helpful and useful to families and for physicians taking care of the person to help make a care plan, to help set the goals of their medical care that more closely aligns with the care that they would have wanted.
You know, 60 Minutes had a segment on it, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, that really painted the picture to me in a short span, you know, covering almost 10 years of a couple starting out looking pretty chipper, and then all of a sudden you're in the 10-year part of it. And that's almost worth something for people to look at to understand where and how terrible this thing can be. And I'm in 1,000% agreement. I read a lot about your advanced directives, and it's a tough subject, but something that should be encouraged for everybody, if no other reason but to use it for a conversation about where this disease can take you. It's a tough one. One of the areas that I have a problem with is how does somebody find out if they have dementia or are they just having a cognitive slowdown, if you will? What's the process? It seems like it's very difficult to there are no tests. It's like a judgment thing.
Yeah, for sure. One of the most difficult things for primary care doctors is trying to figure out what is normal, what are signs of just normal aging, and what are signs of Alzheimer's disease. And there, like you say, there's no super clear-cut diagnostic test to do. There are relatively easy sort of 15-minute tests that a doctor can sort of learn to do in a clinic that will often lead a result that's kind of in between. So you can say, well, we don't know for sure, but often can make a diagnosis of dementia. possible to do, and it's so much of it has to do with short-term memory, so that you know, forgetting, you know, somebody, having trouble remembering somebody's name, or forgetting you know, where you put the keys yesterday, or you know, what you did a week ago, those are all signs. Those are normal things that happen as people get older, and the things that are much more concerning for dementia are somebody sort of asking the exact same question that they asked 30 minutes ago, and just not remembering not only what the answer was, but that they asked it at all. So those are the kind of situations that are more suggestive of possible dementia rather than just normal aging, but it is just so important to really identify dementia not as an inevitable thing that happens, that's a normal part of aging, but is really something that, you know, even if people live into their 90s, really only about a third of people will develop. So, you know, much more than half, maybe even two-thirds of people can live into their 80s and 90s, you know, with, you know, normal changes that happen to memory with aging, but are absolutely not the progressive loss of cognitive function, which is what dementia is. And so it's tricky. It's hard in the early stages of dementia to tell what is normal aging and what's dementia. But it's possible, but oftentimes it really is, well, we'll just have to see what happens over the next 6 months or a year. And if things really significantly decline in that time, then it tells us that it's dementia. But if not, then you can really reassure somebody and say, you know, this is normal changes that happen with aging. I mean, I'm 52, and I'm absolutely aware that, you know, there are times when my mind is not as sharp as it was when I was 32, but I feel very confident that it's not dementia, and that, you know, just the human mind does, you know, somewhat get a little bit creakier as we get older, but that is absolutely not dementia. Dementia is really, you know, forgetting that a question was asked 30 minutes ago, or another really sort of...
I'm gonna put you on hold for 1 minute because we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.